talking about women, women's things, the big thing that women have, they carry all this stuff around in.
Purse.
Yeah. You ever call that?
Maybe a bag.
What about one that's smaller than that, that's got a metal clasp on it? Maybe for keeping coins in or change?
Coin purse.
Okay. And something that a woman would wear on the wrist, the
bracelet.
Yeah. Yeah. What about around her neck?
Necklace.
You ever heard that called anything else? Maybe for pearls or something like that?
String of pearls.
No.
Or maybe beads would be a...
String of beads.
What about things that men, some men, wear to help keep their pants up besides a belt?
Suspenders.
You ever heard any other things?
I don't think so.
You ever heard of galaxy?
Yes, sir.
What about something that you would carry with you and hold over your head for when it's raining to keep from getting wet?
Umbrella?
Yeah. Anything besides that? What about something that the lady would hold over her head to, if it's not raining, to keep off the hot sun?
Parasol?
Yeah. Is there any difference between an umbrella and a parasol?
No, sir.
Same thing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a man could use a parasol too.
Yeah, I guess so.
When you're making up a bed, or when anybody's making up a bed, what's the last thing that goes on the bed? Call that a
pillow.
Okay, you heard about that.
Okay,
something
blanket.
Okay.
Spray.
Sure. Okay. Would you ever call bed anything different?
Quill.
And what's the difference?
Or a comfort.
What's the difference
out of spray and quill? I don't guess maybe it was just quilted line.
Mm-hmm. Kind of patchwork?
Yes, sir.
Do you think a quilt is being heavier than a spread?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what about a comfort? Is that the same as a quilt?
Same. I guess I would say it's a little lighter.
A little lighter than a quilt?
Yes, sir.
Is it heavier than a spread?
Wrong guess, though.
Spread
a comfort and a quilt, I think being more of a blanket to keep you warm than a spray.
I see. Okay. Alright, you said that at the head of the bed you put your head on a
pillow.
Yeah. Well, have you ever, are you familiar with something that's kind of like a pillow, but longer than a pillow? Might be used just kind of for looks on a bed. Have you ever heard anything called a bolster?
No, sir.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if you're talking about a bolster and it was an especially long bolster, you might say, well, it doesn't just go part way across the bed, it goes...
Oh, boy.
What about something, a place that you would make up on the floor? Maybe if your mother had some children, guests, you know, just spending the night, and they were going to sleep on the floor, what would you call the thing that you made up?
Pallet.
Okay. All right. Talking about, getting back to talking about the land. So, say this adjective, if a farmer might say, well, we ought to get a good crop this year because the soil is very
fertile.
Okay. What about land that's really good for growing things? Maybe low-lying land that's maybe been flooded at one time, but later on it's used for planting things? What would you call land like that? Do you know?
Rich.
Okay, or is there a name for the land itself?
I don't think so.
Have you ever heard of anything called bottom land?
No, sir.
Not familiar with that. Right. What about talking about grassland? Land that's not good for anything except just growing grass or hay, something like that. What would you call that kind of land?
Pasture.
Do people where you're from ever use the word meadow or something like that?
Yes, sir. No.
And that would be just
the same as pasture.